So, Baruchim Abayim, and Shalom, and Erev Tov. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We're excited. We're very much excited. We hope you're all doing well. People are still coming in. We will start maybe with introducing what we want to do tonight, because it's a little bit of a different concept, a little bit different format.
Maybe so, we can start to say, as some of you know or not, we work at the schools. So we feel really the end of the year, and now we feel that we finish 1 year in the school here, and excited. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that, but it's we're feeling the final.
Yeah, we're in the. We just had graduation. Why? We'll explain what happened. Why didn't we have our session yesterday as usual? So we had our both graduation. I work in our Chaim, and Priel works in Olpana. And we both had our graduations yesterday in Canada's Wonderland. That was the first time in Canada's Wonderland, which was beautiful. Anyhow, we decided we want to try and maybe mention and mark this end of the... thank you, Debbie. Thank you. And this end of the year was a program, a tribute to childhood... Hey, sorry, Dana?
Hi, sorry.
Okay. No problem. And we thought maybe why not trying and marking and maybe commemorating this end of the school year in a tribute for Israeli childhood music, focusing on one of the probably the most famous Israeli childhood albums of all times, called in Hebrew Hakeves Hashisha Asal, which is the 16 lamb. I see some people are nodding here as they recognize what I'm saying. You will know if you know it. Wonderful. You're welcome to join with us in singing.
Maybe
if you don't
know the songs and not the name. Okay?
I know. Maybe you will recognize some of the songs that we're going to listen to. And we say songs in plural because we're going to listen to three songs tonight. We're doing it. All the three are going to be from that album. Don't worry. It's still going to be a 30-minute session. Just because children's songs are short. They're like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So we're going to listen to three different songs. We're going to listen to the first one. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Then we're going to move on to the second and the third one. So without further notice, please just make sure, as usual, you are muted throughout the session. If you have any questions, please unmute yourself and ask. Make sure you can hear us and your speakers are on. And let's enjoy it. Start with the first song.
איך שנולד כמו תינוק בהתחלה זה כואב אחר כך יוצא החוצה וכולם שמחים ופתאום איזה יופי הוא הולך לבד איך שנולד כמו תינוק שלום ילדים אנחנו שמחים שבאתם עוד מעט ישמעו שירים שכבר שמעתם שלום אמאות אנחנו נתחיל עוד מעט אבל לפני זה תגידו לי איך שיר נולד
איך שיר נולד כמו הצחוק ונתחיל מבפנים ומתגלגל החוצה איך שיר נולד כמו תינוק בהתחלה זה כואב אחר כך יוצא החוצה וכולם שמחים ופתאום איזה יופי הוא הולך לבד איך שיר נולד כמו תינוק
מחבר שלוש מילים מחמם על אש קטנה ורץ מהר להביא בצל מהשכנה מוסיף שני חרוזים קצת פלפל, קצת מלח מעבד שלושה כבשים וזורק קובייה של קרח שכל שהקרח יחם
לא 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 בהתחלה זה כואב אחר כך יוצא החוצה וכולם שמחים ופתאום איזה יופי הוא הולך לבד איך שנולד כמו תינוק
Well, I think that it needed to be the first song that we gave you.
How is the song born? For song of, yeah, song of the week. I can tell you how a session of song of the week is born. Yeah, maybe the song is about our program. Ma'am, before we're going to share the lyrics and pictures, just some thoughts. Maybe someone wants to share. What do you think? That's a children song. Yeah, that's like for kids. Just I have to tell you that, first of all, I know that myself. And I know that Priel also, we both grew up on those kind of songs from this album, The 16th Lamb. And I'll tell you, that's not, I was born, maybe I should not say, in the late 90s, Priel also. This song and album was released in 1978, all right? And still kids, babies that are born also in 2022, their parents are still putting those songs for them. And this is the song they're listening to, even though it's like 50 years later, which is amazing to think about. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Just if anyone wants to share. Anyone new recognize the song, by the way? No, Ellie says no. Ruhama, did you recognize the song?
I just came in.
Okay, you just came in. You just came in. So you will listen to the next song, to the second one. We're talking about the Keves HaShishasal, about the 16th lamb we're doing. Yeah, we just listened. So let's share the screen. You will see a little bit of... Oh, first of all, hi.
Hi. It's...
Here we are. Yeah. Can I don't know if you can recognize us or not, but just for you to see a little bit. So we're talking about Hakeves HaShishasa, which is a 16th lamb in Hebrew. That's a very strange name of an album, right? The 16th lamb. What is it talking about? It's not sacrifices or something. Actually, it is just Yonatan Geffen. We will see him in a minute. He's the person that, let's even see him. This is the album, Hakeves HaShishasa. You saw it in the picture. Yonatan Geffen, who wrote all the songs of the album, and also this first song from the album, Ech Shir Nolad, How His Song Is Born. He used to say that he calls it because when he was a child, he used to count lambs or sheep, or I don't know what you call it in English, before he for him to fall asleep. And every time he used to get to the number 16, he doesn't remember what happened next. In other words, he fell asleep after the 16th one. So he thought maybe this could be an album for parents to play to their children before they go to sleep, and they can go...
A book
that you read to your child, to your children before they go to sleep, and this is what he wrote down. This is Yonatan Geffen.
Maybe you remember that we spoke already about...
His son. Someone remembers his son? We brought his son last time, Aviv Geffen. We brought the song... What song was that? I don't remember exactly.
Orei
Areach. Right, exactly. It's the Moonlight. Oh, the Light of the Moon. That was a song of Aviv Geffen. He's a rock star. He's a very, very famous son of it. But first of all, there is a father, Yehonatan Geffen, who is a wonderful poet who wrote many, many songs, not only for children, but I would say that maybe Hakeves HaShishasa, the 16th Lamb, is like his number one, for sure, for children, and even in general for more than that. You want to explain a little bit about the group that sings in the song? There's many, many people here.
So when the book...
Wait, we need to explain. First of all, there was a book.
Yeah, it was a book. He wrote a book of songs, but just a book. And then it's not something that get really published and not succeed. So he decided to take some of the singer of the...
Singer, yeah, new singers. Yeah, they were young back then, yeah.
To do a melody for each song and just to start to record the songs. So
as a promotion kind of thing, right? It's like marketing to the book.
Yeah.
And also, it didn't sell any of the books. He said, let's just turn it into an album.
The book is for the children and also the songs for kids. Most of them will be for kids, okay? But they started to work on the songs. And Yoni...
this guy here, Yoni Richter. The one on the bottom left. Yeah, Yoni Richter. No, I'm just going to say Yoni Richter. He's the one who composed all the songs in this album, most of the songs in the album. You can hear, you can listen to them, to the melody, and you will see that in the next two songs that we're going to hear. They're not for children. The melody is very happy, very joyful, but it's also very complicated. In a sense that sometimes you would think that maybe when someone is composing a song for kids, then you can just do something simple and not to put so much intention into it and not too much complicated. And because they're kids or children, maybe they will not notice if there is much investment in the song or not. But Yoni Richter, who composed most of the songs, he said, no, kids can value also quality. And they can recognize if something is good and was put, there were put effort into it, and something that was just simple and not put effort in it at all. And he decided that all the songs, you will see, all the songs will be in a high quality kind of a composition and melody.
I think also that it's a beautiful combination, that we have a beautiful lyrics that Jonathan Geffen wrote, and with a high level, not just, if we will see the lyrics more and discuss about that, but it's not just for the kids, also adult people can learn from that. And also the melody between, combination of those will be something more serious, but it will be still for kids.
Yeah, okay. So also the parents, just, I don't know if you pay attention in the song we just heard, he even speaks to the mothers, right? He says, hey moms, we're about to begin. But first, can you tell me how is the song born? I mean, he knows that the parents listen to the songs with their children. What can they do? And we know that sometimes...
I want to share that I took this kind of sentence in another way, because it's talking about Leida.
About birth, yeah.
And...
pregnancy.
In our world, mother... bring the kids, I don't know.
That's why he asked the mothers, how is the song born? That's how he asked the mothers.
So,
yeah,
but the mother that will read the song, the mother that bring the baby.
Exactly. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the four after we're going to listen to the other songs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other two, then we'll talk about Yehudit Ravitz. So Gidi Gov is a very famous singer. Back then he wasn't so famous. But he started to be famous. He was part of a very famous Israeli band called Kaveret, which is a very famous Israeli band, very successful Israeli. Yeah, they will also be here in our Song of the Week. That's a plan. And David Broza, he's also a very famous singer. All of them are in Yehudit Ravitz. She's the only female here. And all of those four are, they're very famous and very successful by their own. But they all grouped into one group that recorded the song. So we'll now listen to the second song, one of the biggest hits in general of this album, and also of Yehudit Ravitz, who is the solo singer of it by itself. The song is called, in Hebrew, Hayalda Hachi Yafa Bagan, the prettiest girl in kindergarten. Let's listen to that. Let's do it. Here we go. Share screen.
בגן יש לעיניים הכי יפות בגן וצמה הכי יפה בגן אופה הכי יפה בגן וכמה שמביטים ביותר רואים שאין מה לדבר והיא ילדה הכי יפה יפה בגן כשהיא מחייכת גם אני מחייכת וכשהיא עצובה אני לא מבינה אפשר להיות עצובה כשאת הילדה הכי יפה בגן לא 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 הילדה הכי יפה בגן יש לה עיניים הכי יפות בגן וצמה הכי יפה בגן וכמה שמביטים ביותר רואים שאין מה לדבר והיא הילדה הכי יפה יפה בגן כשהיא מחייכת גם אני מחייכת כשהיא עצובה אני לא מבינה איך אפשר להיות עצובה שאת הילדה הכי יפה בגן
Okay, so this beautiful song and melody. First of all, I just want to say that my father every time played that to me, and you are the beautiful, and right? So it's a song that really close to my heart. If it's okay to say that in English,
I think it is.
Shir shekarov lelibi.
I think it is.
The melody was made in 1 minute. Yoni, that we spoke about him, just sit on the piano and started to do the melody with the lyrics. And the song talk about
Debbie asked about the meaning.
A girl. That she's the most beautiful in the gun.
In the kindergarten.
And she has the best thing in the, her...
her vision, braids, yeah. And her vision, yeah, how she looks like,
yeah.
Her appearance.
But she are sad. She's sad. So why? And Jonathan decided to write this song because one day he saw his daughter when she was 1 year, maybe okay. A little bit more.
I didn't know that.
And he saw something really sad in her eyes. And they say, wow, how? She's so beautiful. She's so, wow, why she this girl, this daughter, are so sad. And he started to write the song and understand that you can be beautiful and you can be the best and wow. But if you are smart, you understand that there is some thing in your life that can be sad. So he... do something that he said that he changed his perspective. Well, it's hard to explain that in English.
No, you're doing
well. He changed the perspective on his daughter in this moment when he saw that she's not just beautiful, she's smart because she understands that there is something in the world that called sadness.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be sad. So it's a beautiful song about his
daughter. This is a wonderful point. That's the first time I hear that. I didn't know that. Maybe we should speak more before our session so I will be updated on the thing. The only thing I can add
is about...
We'll talk about Yonatan Giffen because that relates to the third song about the father. But just to say that the melody, as we said, listen to the complexity of the melody, of the composition of the lyrics. This is not a typical children's song. It's not a typical children's song. It's a very, even though it took him like 5 seconds to write down the melody, it's still something that is very, the production in general is very, very sophisticated, very complicated. And they were not trying to underestimate the children in that sense. And not
just
underestimate their intellect.
Just one minute
in that sense. We'll share again the screen.
Recording in progress.
Not
recording
this.
Stopped.
Share screen. Where is that? Where is our screen? Looking for our screen. Oh, here it is. This is for us to see it. Let's share it. Share the screen. Come on, Zoom. Technical problems. Okay. So just to understand a little bit, so this is Yehudit Ravitz, who sang the songs, The Prettiest Girl in the Kindergarten. Again, Yoni Richter is the one who composed it from the same album. There you have the lyrics, you will get all of it. Yonatan Geffen said, and think about this in terms of this song specifically, a very, very sad, kind of a sad song. He said that we were 4 men, he and the other 3 men that came to the, recorded the album, the singers, came from broken families that decided to sweeten the lives of many other children. Now, what exactly does he mean when he came from a broken family? He was, in that sense, we're talking about 1978. He was a soldier in 1973. We're talking about the Yom Kippur War, 5 years earlier than that. He was then a soldier, and he had problems in his family, and his father, and his mother, and his sisters had problems in their household. And not only him, he had problems with other participants in the album, other singers also came from a little bit complicated backgrounds in that sense. And they all gathered together into creating this new album for children that can just, you know, sweeten their lives and post the Yom Kippur War and maybe strengthen their family as I don't know behind the songs. So they used that for that.
Maybe I want to emphasize that Yonatan Geffen finished the war, Yom Kippur War, with a big trauma.
Yeah, trauma.
He started to drink and to be more machur.
Addicted.
And he said that he came back and didn't succeed to be a father, to be a husband.
Yeah,
a
if you, friend. I know, I mean, if you and remember, really, we said in Aviv Geffen.
Yeah.
If you remember, last time we brought Aviv Geffen, his son, we talked about the fact that Aviv Geffen, his son, is saying that he didn't have a father. So it's interesting to think that he is like the father of so many kids that now listen to his music, but his own child lost him and he didn't feel like he had a father at home. So just think about this in that sense. And when we talk about father and son, maybe we should listen to the third song called There Is a Boy, Yonatan Geffen. Let's share the screen again with some, and we'll play the music. And there a third song for tonight.
There's many beautiful songs from this.
Many. It was very difficult for us to choose.
We chose just three, but...
very difficult.
I don't know.
Very difficult. Let's do this. This one, we didn't have time to put the lyrics on the video. So unfortunately, we will just need to do
in general. No, but there is a translate after that we can.
Yeah, there's translation we will see on the thing itself. Let's do this. Ooh, where are we?
יש ילד שאבא שלו רופא, ויש ילדים שאבא שלהם חולה. יש ילדים שאבא שלהם עני, וילדים שהמקרר שלהם תמיד מלא. יש ילד שאבא שלו חיית, במעיל שלו לא תראו חורים. ויש ילדים שאבא שלהם ספר, והם תמיד נורא מסופרים. יש ילדים שאבא שלהם נהג, על יד הבית עומד להם אוטובוס. ויש ילד שאבא שלו ראש העיר, הוא מדבר תמיד בנימוס. יש ילדים שאבא שלהם חזק, הרבה ילדים אומרים שהאבאים שלהם גיבורים. יש ילדים עם אבא חלק, ויש ילדים עם אבאים דוקרים. יש אבאים שהולכים ב8 לעבודה, וב5:30 חוזרים. יש אבאים שבקושי רואים, ואבא שלי יושב וכותב שירים.
Listen to the melody. First of all, if you listen to the melody, it's not a regular song, right? It's like a poem where he reads. This is Yonatan Geffen reading. Yeah, let's put the lyrics in English so you can see what we just said. Just to call There Is a Boy. And this is Yonatan Geffen reading from what he wrote. There is a boy whose father is a doctor, and there are children whose father is ill. There are children whose father is poor, and children whose refrigerator is always full. There is a boy whose father is a tailor, you will not see holes in his coat. And there is children whose father is a barber, and their hair is always cut. There are children whose father is the driver, there is always a bus near their house. And there is a boy whose father is the mayor, and he always speaks politely. Some children have strong father, many children say their fathers are heroes. Some dads go to work at 8, and at 5:30 return. Some fathers barely see, and my dad sits and writes songs.
So it's really interesting if Yonatan Geffen wrote this song about himself or about his father. It's really interesting, and also
what I would assume, yeah. He writes it in the eyes of his son Aviv Geffen.
Yeah.
The
father, that's what I want to say.
Yeah.
The father is Yonatan or his father. And also in the translate you cannot see that, but he said Abaim, and it's not a correct English, Hebrew, sorry, but kids say Abaim and not Avot.
I mean, just to understand, the singular of Abba is father, right? So the plural is Avot.
Yeah.
But he said in the song, he said Abaim. Abayim is not a way to say it, but kids don't really understand when they start speaking Hebrew. Many of them say Abayim. They don't understand that you need to say Avot and not Abayim. So he said Abayim like children
and
in the song.
And he thinks that he wanted to be in the same level with the kids when he explained them what is a father. So to explain in the same words that the kids will understand and not, hi, I want to explain you, I'm above you. No, we are in the same level, in the same...
He looks in their eyes. He looks in their eyes.
And we saw the other song that we really understand, but is a high Hebrew. And here it's something more for the children, more for the kids to understand and to feel more connected. So it's a beautiful song.
We'll just finish. In 2014, just to understand, yeah, that's like 40 years later. After the album was released, they won the Akum Prize, which is the number one prize for songs for music in Israel. And in their ceremony, they said, the judges said as follows, when the 16 Lamb won the song for one for the best album. It says, there are few works that maintain their quality and manage to reach a wide audience of children and adults alike in each generation. In the case of the 16 Lamb, it happened thanks to the rare combination of wonderful songs saturated with humor and sensitivity and great melodies, perfect musical production, and one-off performance. This children's album from 1978 maintains its sheer quality and manages to bring pleasure and excitement to children also in 2015, and I will say also in 2022. It has become one of the masterpieces albums for children, if not the one. This is from the Akum Prize. And we'll finish here, I think.
Maybe we'll
play afterwards. If you want to say more, we'll play the first song again, How Song Is Born. If you want to hear it one more time. I want to thank you all again for coming for tonight's special tribute. And we wish behatzlacha and good luck to all the children and all the kids. I see Dana here brought her her son. What's your name?
Ethan.
Hi. How old are you?
Eight.
Wow. So wait, what grade did you just finish? Eight is like grade two, one?
Yeah.
Grade two.
With the best Mora Leibrit, Mora Esther.
Wow.
Benetivot.
Wow.
I mean, I really, really like just listening to the Shirim. Chushko Meagam Babait. And just learning a little bit of the stories, and it really opened up a lot of other conversations for us.
Wow, this is wonderful.
Thank you.
Here's a Mora Estel. Oh, this is so exciting. This is so exciting. Toda rabba. Thank you all.
Amazing Mora. Dana is also an amazing Mora at our school.
Amazing.
Wow, Estel, shamati alaych.
Okay, this is wonderful. So thank you all, and good luck in behatzlacha to you, Ethan, and to all your friends, and to everyone who finishes school this time of the year. And we will listen now again to How a Song Is Born, Ech Shir Nolad, and we're here afterward for comments, notes, just smoothing if you want a little bit about the songs. Let's do this.
Lo nafsik lashir.
Definitely. Lo nafsik lashir. Let's do this. And here we, as usual, here we go.